This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
I'm going to guess this probably isn't on your calendars, but the Monaco Yacht Show is coming up in a few months. And for the uninitiated, that's the world's largest showcase for super and mega yachts. Well, I cruised over to its website, if you'll pardon the pun, and it says the yacht industry is beginning to bounce back from the recession. But did it ever really take a hit? Sally Herships reports.
Turns out the yacht industry is not that different from the housing industry. Take interior design.
It's virtually the same thing, except it costs a lot more money. You know, sometimes it could be $1 million and sometimes it could be $5 million.
Claudette Bonville is an interior designer for yachts. She says when it comes to large luxury yachts.
8 years ago, we'd be doing a lot more new builds. Now, you know, there's not that many new builds being done, you know, of that particular size in the United States.
Bonville says since the stormy seas of the recession, it became popular to buy used and redo interiors. It is the yacht as economic indicator.
The yacht industry is the first thing to crash and the last thing to come back.
Lang Ryder runs the marine lending division for Seacoast National Bank. He says there was even a boating bubble. Owners needed cash, so they sold and prices dropped.
Well, the bubble was, you know, overnight, if you had a boat in 2007 that was worth $1.5 million, in 2009, it might be worth $750,000.
Ryder says his bank's business of loans for yachts is still off by 45% from pre-recession. Since the economy is still weak, he says wealthy buyers are paying in cash, not tying up their money in low-return investments. Philip Winter is president of Neos Yachts, a dealer. He says if you're looking at the yacht as an economic indicator, be sure to ignore the super rich.
They could have bought 5 years ago, 3 years ago, or today. Not much change in that situation.
I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.